We are going to be launching a campaign that includes not only billboards, but also TV, radio, print, and digital and social media awareness on the issue of food deserts and the impact on the health of populations most disproportionately impacted by living and really confirming the fact that where you live affects your health. The result of the campaign is really to, you know, build broader awareness of the populations that are impacted. What often happens is, you know, people live in a condition so they become accustomed to that condition. But unfortunately, the conditions in which many minorities and other underserved populations in our city and region are experiencing is that where they live is having an impact on their length and term of life. In 2010 alone, there were 1,400 diet-related deaths in the city of Cincinnati, and those are preventable deaths, but they are all directly attributed to what people eat. And so the fact that our city has 10 fewer stores than the national average is at a crisis point, and therefore we feel it's imperative that we raise a greater awareness about what needs to be done both at a policy level, both at the development of funds to support grocers locating in some of these sites where many full-service groceries have left.
After you do this campaign, what is the next step?
Well, there's a tangible thing. In February of this year, the City of Cincinnati, City Council, 8 council members, passed a motion calling for the creation of a fresh food financing fund modeled after Philadelphia's successful fresh food financing fund initiative, which then grew into a federal fund development called the Healthy Fresh Food Financing Initiative Fund. And that fund and those resources have supported the development of grocery stores in food desert sites in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And those Healthy Fresh Food Financing Initiative dollars at a federal level have funded projects across the country. And just recently, Cincinnati received its first Healthy Fresh Food Financing Award. And so At a federal level and other states, there have been funds created in Pennsylvania, New York, New Orleans, and California. Those funds then enable independent grocers, as you referenced before, to have a vehicle of resources that could support smaller stores locating in food desert sites.
Where specifically are the food deserts in Cincinnati?
Avondale is a food desert site. It does not have a full-service grocery store. Where you see the highest density of poverty, you see lowest sales for grocers, you see higher morbidity rates for diet-related deaths, and so those neighborhoods are the neighborhoods that you can think of that have high poverty, high unemployment.
Renee Mahaffey-Harris says Cincinnati residents who live in food deserts typically shop for food at the corner convenience store or mini-mart. She won't say how long it'll take to set up all the grocery stores the city needs, but she notes that it took Philadelphia a decade. I'm Steve Hirschberg.